Hello friends. How are you today? My name is Brian. Thank you so much for tuning in to Electronic Engineering today. Let's get to it with today's topic, Voltage Electronic Engineering. This podcast is sponsored by Podbot.ai. Podbot.ai is an artificial intelligence-powered podcast maker, which lets you share your content with the world. Let's face it. Most people today have attention deficit disorder. All the Adderall in the world won't cause them to sit down and read your boring quote-unquote content. They may, however, choose to listen to your content while doing other things. For example, while driving, working out at the gym, while running, or while sitting on the toilet. So make your content easy to consume. Visit www.podbot.ai today. Electrical engineers design communication systems and improve existing electrical systems in a variety of environments. Others work as substation technicians specializing in the construction of high-voltage substations and can be used as power plant designers developing new power plants for power generation. Similarly, grid designers maintain electrical and electrical distribution systems for company buildings. In manufacturing, an electrical engineer can work as a system designer who supervises the design, construction, and maintenance of electrical systems in a production facility or factory. These specialists focus on equipment that handles materials such as valves, pumps, and other electrical components, as well as electrical equipment. The materials and components used in electrical and electronic engineering range from semiconductors for solid-state devices to insulating materials. One of the most active areas is the development and construction of integrated circuits used on computers and other digital systems. A large number of engineers hold various positions in the fields of computer science, computer technology, electrical engineering, and computer systems engineering. In addition to specializing in the creation of equipment, electrical engineers improve existing equipment by making it more efficient and improving its performance and efficiency. Digital signal processing engineers develop systems that significantly improve the signal, analog or digital, between two or more different parts of a system, such as a signal processor or computer. Electrical engineer will participate in the development, testing and implementation of new technologies and technologies for the next generation of electronic devices in collaboration with the scientific and technical staff. This is a practical role that requires a high level of technical knowledge, technical skills and experience in the field of space technology. Previous experience in space applications is preferred, but the ideal candidate has at least 2 years of experience in space and/or space exploration and a strong technical background. In this outward-looking role, you will lead and prepare the most important technical and design reviews for the development and construction of the space launch system and its components. Get a degree in electrical engineering, electrical design or computer science from both the high and low voltage sides of the industry. Salary, options and remuneration are based on the technical know-how and experience available under the SLS program and its components. They can prepare for the program and gain experience to bring the SLS and its components to the International Space Station in the next few years. 15% of these are in occupational fields, and many more work in other fields such as aerospace, computer science, mechanical engineering and construction. Computer science and engineering have attracted a large number of mathematicians who have applied to the University of California, Berkeley's Computer Science and Artificial Intelligence Laboratory. The Department of Electronic Computers was established after World War II by the National Science Foundation and the Department of Energy. This is a very large field that receives and establishes a portion of the electricity in the electric and magnetic fields of AC appliances. It is maintained by a large amount of electrical energy and a small amount by magnetic force. Electric coils and switches use small currents to control much larger currents, and electrical devices convert alternating currents into direct currents by allowing the current to flow only in one direction. When the currents and voltages are not in phase, they cause a change in the voltage of the electrical device. Electric coils and switches use small currents to control much larger currents, and electrical devices convert alternating currents into direct currents by allowing the current to flow only in one direction. If the voltage of the electrical device changes in phase with the alternating current, the device cannot control the desired voltage level. Magnetic circuits offer no resistance and the alternating current in the circuit is 1 ampere per second. If the inductance of a circuit were a Henry, i.e. if the resulting electromotive force is 1 volt, then the induction rate in a magnetic circuit would be a Henry, since the result of the electromotive forces is a voltage. In alternating current circuits, impedance expands the concept of resistance, but has both the size and the phase, while resistance has only the size. The voltage of the electromotor forces is generated by the current flowing through the conductor. When a voltage is applied, the circuit represents opposition to this current, and voltage and electromagnetic forces are created. The speed sensor is located in the actuator housing on the back of the injection pump. The magnetic force acts on the current. The conductor creates motion in a valve, such as an electric motor, explains Dr. David L. Smith, professor of electrical engineering at Texas A&M University. Switching off the primary circuit, which causes a voltage increase and a decrease in the electric current, and then back to the original circuit. This is all for today, friends. My name is Brian and this was episode 5 of Electronic Engineering. See ya next time. Podbot.ai. Podbot.ai is an artificial intelligence-powered podcast maker, which lets you share your content with the world. Let's face it. Most people today have attention deficit disorder. All the Adderall in the world won't cause them to sit down and read your boring quote-unquote content. They may, however, choose to listen to your content while doing other things. For example, while driving, working out at the gym, while running, or while sitting on the toilet. So make your content easy to consume. Visit www.podbot.ai today.